Blog Talk Radio.
Shalom, this is Sister Wenda. I hope that all of you are enjoying the broadcast that you're listening to right now. We appreciate each and every last one of you, our faithful listeners and supporters of the Straight Way Truth radio broadcast. We try to make sure that we do our due diligence and do our best to ensure that you have the best broadcast as well as the truth coming to you in the hour that we're living in right now. If you would like to help us in this endeavor, your offering will be greatly appreciated in the work of the Ministry of the Most High YAH. Our mailing address for your gift, offering, or letter of support is Charles Dowell, Jr. That's Charles Dowell, Jr. And Dowell is spelled D-O-W-E-L-L. 506 Ellington Drive. Ellington is spelled E-L-L-I-N-G. T-O-N, P.O. Box 32, Lafayette, Tennessee, and Lafayette is spelled L-A-F-A-Y-E-T-T-E. TTE 37083. Again, our mailing address is Charles Dowell Jr., 506 Ellington Drive, P.O. Box 32, Lafayette, Tennessee, 37083. If you would like to contact us by way of phone, the country code is 1, area code 615-688-3025. That's 1-615-688-3025. You may leave a message there, and be the Father's will, we will do whatever we can to try to return your message. It is our hope and our prayer that as you continue to listen to the Straightway Truth Ministry, and as you apply the teachings of this ministry, that you are finding peace and growth within you, your family, and life as well. Please tell others. The truth may also have an impact and touch others' lives so that they may enjoy the benefits of the truth of Jesus Christ, just like we all are. Shalom, the King is coming.
Shalom, saints. Greetings to you all. Bless you all. Can you hear me? If you can, give me some rankings in the chat room, please. 10 being the best, 1 being the worst. Hope them coming through. Okay, brother, giving me a 10. Hallelujah. Yeah, I was greatly disappointed. I couldn't speak with you all last week. Yeah, I believe it was some issues on Blog Talks and not on our own here. Hallelujah. Well, bless you. I just welcome you all to the, as the tens come through. Hallelujah. Bless you and greet you all to this edition of the Straightway Truth Radio broadcast. I'm your host, Deacon Bell. I'd like to thank you all for being with me. Hallelujah. I hope everybody had a wonderful and beautiful Sabbath yesterday and enjoyed the word. Many of y'all has been laboring abundantly for us to feed us, you know, the flock of Yah. And we should be taking that word in and applying it to our lives. Hallelujah. I'm going to make some announcements here from the meeting in November for Brother Kabir's place for the debate. So Pastor Dow has a debate coming up in November on November 17th in Green Bay. He's going to be debating the pagan Christian Ron Young. And if you plan on being at the meeting, please call the dining hall for hotel information. I mean, Brother Kabir's house is full, so we'll call the dining hall for information, and the saints here will set you up with what you need to know. Also, if you desire to come to the Feast of Tabernacles, please call the dining hall and get approval. Leave a message for Elder Becker if you have been given clearance to call. Please call and leave your dates of arrival and departure. That's for the Feast of Tabernacles. Hopefully we're getting to see a lot of you saints, meet a lot of you, hug you, and enjoy your fellowship. Hallelujah. Also, if you desire to give to the ministry, you can now donate through our foundation. Go to straightwaytruth.com for offering/donation info or call the dining hall. And we can inform you there as well. Hallelujah. And also, I see Brother Ugly has posted that in the chat as well. Let me read that. Let me scroll that down. One second. And also, saints, if you're going to send an item, if you have anything that you want to bless the saints here with on the land, please stop using the Straightway Ministry P.O. Box. That's what Pastor and Pastor Dowell alone, for the ministry alone. If you have something that you want to send to a saint here, please just call the dining hall and ask for one of our sisters and get the address from us, and we'll take care of it from there. So please stop sending your packages and gifts for the saints to Pastor Dowell's ministry mailbox, please. Because the heathens don't like us up here, and we don't need the man of y'all getting any more grief than he's getting from these heathens. Thank you for your support. Hallelujah. Bless you all, saints. I want to get that out of the way. But I just posted that in the chat. Oh, yeah, the debate's going to be about Christmas and Easter. So But like Pastor said, it's not going to be a debate. It's going to be a slaughter again, Saints. So hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, I hope we all have been enjoying the word that we've been getting. You know, the Father's really reaching out to us as a people, trying to help clean us up, get us cleansed, you know, purify to himself a holy people. You know, teach us how to pray, you know, give us strength and victory over condemnation and things like that when pastor's been ministering. Now, nobody, we really shouldn't be down at all. None of us. We shouldn't be condemned. We shouldn't be heavy. We should be some of the most freest people on the earth, especially with the way we've been getting ministered to, with the way the pastor's been teaching us. But you know, he's when the man of God's ministering, you know, my mind's been going back to the parable of the sower. Let's go to Matthew 13. I'm not going to be before you long tonight, Saints. I'm really not going to be here long at all. We've got a couple of things jotted down I want to say, and we'll just go from there. Hallelujah. But we'll go to Matthew 13. I'm going to start at verse 3, Brother Ugly. I'm going to post it in there. I'm going to read. And he spake many things unto them in parables, saying, behold, a sower went forth to sow. And when he sowed, some seeds fell by the wayside, and the fowls came and devoured them up. Some fell upon stony places, where they had not much earth, and forthwith they sprung up, because they had no deepness of earth. And when the sun was up, they were scorched, and because they had no root, they withered away. And some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprung up and choked them, but others fell into good ground and brought forth fruit, some 100-fold, some 60-fold, some 30-fold. Who hath ears to hear, let them hear. You know, so when Pastor's been preaching, what kind of ground, Saints, do you have for this word to fall into? And is it producing any fruit when it falls in there? You know, the fruit of doing. You know, because we shouldn't be a people that are just sitting here. We should be also doers of the word. But Pastor said something. Hold on. When he was talking yesterday, when he was preaching yesterday, he made a statement, and that's predicated on you doing the word, or predicated on you doing. And I know he used that word predicated. But still, it takes an action from us, the hearers, the receivers. You know, we're receiving the engrafted word, those who allow it, receiving the engrafted word. Then if it's going to produce, if it actually produces fruit in us, 100, 60, or 30-fold, then that should be manifesting. You know, he'll be teaching us to pray, how to get the curses and things broke off our lives. You know, he even used the song, you know, as a swallow by flying, you know, the one with the, let me quote it right. Hold on. There's a bird. Hold on. Let me go there. My tongue is not working with me. Excuse me. As the bird by wandering, as the swallow by flying, so the curse causeless shall not come. You know, when we're dealing with our legal ground. Sorry, Brother Ugly. That was Proverbs 26, chapter 26:2, Proverbs 26:2. Dealing with the generational curses. You know, if we're clean, of course, this could also be curses that, you know, really things that might be, that are sent in some cases too. You know, like you got a witch out there cursing, and there's no legal grounds for that curse to take root in. It shouldn't have nothing to touch down. They can send it, but it won't have no right to stay or even touch. And of course, you know, as we've been taught in spiritual warfare, we send these things back. But as we've been delivered from getting delivered and break curses off our lives, our family lines, our bloodline, the curses can hover over above us, but or hover around trying to look for a spot to land. But as long as we don't give any place, they have no home, no place to abide. And remember, also when Jesus cast demons out of people. The same thing that Pastor teaches in this ministry as well. You know, it says, go and sin no more. And so we don't want to open the door for the devil to come back and bring more of his nasty friends willing to make us 7 times worse each. But, you know, we're getting a good word here. And we really need to make sure our hearts are applying it and our hearts open to the Father as he is striving to teach us his children, you know, because he loves us. And you can hear his Spirit reaching out to us because he wants to, you know, he's striving to put so much into us to make us into the saints that he wants us to be. You know, because we all want to see Jesus when he comes. We want to be able to rise up in there and meet the Most High when he comes, Yeshua. But, you know, we can't be workers of iniquity because we're not going to be able to, we won't be rising up to meet him in the air. You know, we'll all be at that white throne. Everybody be at the white throne judgment. But that says everybody's going to glory, but everybody just is not staying. And we don't want to be the workers of iniquity that he tells to depart. You know, we want to get all these iniquities taken care of, get them under the blood, get them confessed and under the blood, and have our spirits clean, our lives clean. And especially for those of us with children, you want the Father to visit the iniquities, your iniquities on your children? Do you love them enough to get yourself clean and free? I remember we were at a Baptist church that Pastor was ministering and doing deliverance up in Scottsville. And he pretty much said the same very thing. So how many people, you people love your children? He gave the scenario about getting free from the sins of the fathers and the iniquities. You know, and it was very motivating. Let me just say that, if you have the ears to hear. You know, to some people's hearts, you know, as hard as a brick wall or this desk as I'm knocking on. Word don't penetrate. And let's go to Hebrews 4, verses 1 and 2. I'm going to read it. Let us therefore fear, lest the promise being left us of entering into his rest, any of you should seem to come short of it. This is what I really want to get to. For unto us was the gospel preached, as well as unto them, but the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith and them that heard it. So, brothers and sisters, let's strive to make sure that is not us. Let's mix the word with faith. Let's put some doing to it, some action to it. Not just mental assent. And also in Hebrews chapter 3, don't forget this. Wherefore, as the Holy Ghost saith, today if you will hear his voice, harden not your hearts as in the provocation in the day of temptation in the wilderness. You know, when we hear the word going forth, saints, are we hardening our hearts, stiffening our necks? Or are we in receive mode? Do we love the Father enough to receive his word? Not despising prophesying, but just taking it in. Letting the word come in and discern us. You know, it's sharper than a two-edged sword. It's going to cut going in, cut coming out. But either way, it's profitable unto us to receive the word. Let the man of Yah do his job. Let the Holy Spirit do his job. And let's do our part. Allow the word to cleanse us. You know, we're cleansed by the word. It's being spoken to us. We're receiving it in. Let it clean. Let it purify our hearts. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All right, saints. We're going to go to Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 47. Hallelujah. Deuteronomy 28, verse 47, Brother Ugly. Hallelujah. And it reads, because he serves not the Lord thy God with joyfulness and with gladness of heart for the abundance of all things. Now, that's where I want to get to. Just to, you know, how much do we really serve the Most High Yah with joyfulness and gladness of heart? You know, for the abundance of all things. You know, how thankful are we? Remember, 2 weeks ago, Pastor said he hoped this work would produce a thankful people, put some thankfulness in us. Brother Ugly, is your heart thankful today? The Most High had mercy on your wretched soul, brother. How about you, Brother Tyree? Let me call up the next people I see in the chat room. How about you, Brother Steve, Sister Wenda up there in Canada as well? And Brother Robert, y'all, are you thankful that the Most High has had mercy on your wretched souls? He's called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, giving you Yeshua, giving you the Holy Spirit, and feeding you, nurturing you up in his righteous way now? Hallelujah. Yeah, every day. Yes, sir, I see it. Hallelujah. Glory. Praise God. That's right. We should be thankful. I'm going to tell you, saints, I'm going to tell you, this evening, I was going home to pray. And tell you the truth, before I could even really, well, as I got into prayer, and tell you, the Father hit my heart so hard just to give thanks. I couldn't say anything to the Father but just thank you. Just crying out to him, just thank you. Hallelujah. That's all I could do. It was like, my God, Father, just thank you. Hallelujah. My spirit was just had to give it all to him. I didn't even want to ask for anything. Didn't even matter. I just want him to be honored. Want him to be glorified. I want him to be worshipped just through thanksgiving. Because he's worthy. He's worthy. And he deserves that from us as his people. Now, because we get so discontent, so disheartened at times, so focused on ourselves, we forget about the King. And he should not be forgotten about. He's the reason for our being. You know, because it's in him we live and move and have our being. So we need to give him thanks. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, we need to give him thanks. So always just remember to give the Father thanks, saints, and be content with such things as you have. But he said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. And he won't. He's faithful. And that's another thing about the Father's nature. He's faithful. And we need to be faithful to him. And thinking about that thankfulness, let's go over to Luke chapter 17. Hallelujah. 17 verse 11, we'll start at. It's talking about Yeshua. And it came to pass as he went to Jerusalem that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men that were lepers which stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And when he saw them, he said unto them, go show yourselves unto the priest. And it came to pass as they went, they were cleansed. You know, they heard his word, right? Cleansed through the word. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back. And with a loud voice, he glorified Yah, and fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. What an Israelite, huh? Now, of course, we go with the Hebrew Israelite teachings and doctrines. Hey, you know, everybody that comes to the Father, to Yeshua, everything that happens to anyone, they're Hebrew, you know. So, but anyway, this man was a Samaritan, as it said. And Jesus answering said, were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the other 9? Well, where are the 9? They are not found that return to give y'all glory, to give glory to y'all, save this stranger. And he said unto him, arise, go thy way. Thy faith have made thee whole. And that's why I want to get back to us being thankful, saints. You know, a lot of things happen to us. We get healed, get delivered. Don't forget to go back and give the Most High y'all thanks. Give Jesus thanks. Fall on your face and give him thanks. Because he is worthy. He's doing a great work in his people, working mightily for us, hadn't forsaken us, manifesting his power. You know, though some deny it and some reject it, but who cares? You know, we believe, we receive from. So hallelujah. He cleanses us with the power of his word that we believe on. So just make sure we give him thanks. Hallelujah. And lastly, I just want to go to Ephesians chapter 6. Just a reminder. Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 through Let me find it. 10 through 12. Hold on. Let me just read it. For the rest, my brothers, be strong in the Master and the mightiness of his strength. Put on the complete armor of Elohim for you to have power to stand against the schemes of the devil. And this is what I want us to remember. Because we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against authorities, against the world rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual matters of wickedness in the heavenlies. So don't forget, saints, we have an enemy that we are fighting on all fronts. He's seeking to keep us bound, you know, offended from not hearing the word, trying to shut up our ears, harden our hearts, stiffen our necks, any way, any avenue can help keep us to resist the Most High Yah instead of submitting to Him. Let's just make sure we humble ourselves under the hand of Yah. Be obedient servants, loving the Most High Yah, but most of all, just being thankful. Well, thanks. That's all I got tonight. I wasn't going to be long. That's all the Father laid on my heart. I did have some other things, but he just took it off me. So I just want to give you that. I just bless you all. Thank you all for being here tonight. And do, when you hit your prayer closet, hit those knees. Just remember, you give thanks to the King. Again, I'm going to have to keep emphasizing that. Just give thanks to the King. If he is worthy, and we need to be show more of a thankfulness and appreciation to the Most High for all that he's done, for all that he's doing as he's restoring Israel, restoring our souls to a completeness, and bringing us to the fullness of the stature of Christ so that we can be received by him when he comes. My brothers and sisters, I do bless you. Thank you for being here tonight. And again, remember the announcements, and I guess we'll see you at Tabernacles. All right? Hallelujah. Shalom.
And I will give you pastors according to mine heart, which shall feed you with knowledge and understanding.